We're up to Tezayin of an Aleph at the top. Mishenignaz ha'orong, when they hid away the orong, nignazimot and senes hamon, the flask of mon that they saved in the midbar was also hidden away. Utzlochi shemen anishra, and the flask of oil for anointing kohanim and kings was also hidden away. And all this was in the time of Yoshua Melech, from the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. Umaklo shel Aaron, the makl of Aaron that was put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim as a sign that he was zoche to the kahuna. Uprochav u'shkedov, and also the prochim and shkedim that appeared when the makl blossomed. The argo sheshivu plishtim, and the chest, this wasn't the Aron, as we said before, according to the Man D'Yomro, said that either there was a separate Aron, or what's it called, this was a separate chest that the Plishtim returned. Argash Yeshiva Plishtim Oshim Loke Yisrael. When they returned the Aron, they returned with it a chest full of riches, as a kapara for taking the Aron. Mi Gonzo, who hid away the Aron and all these other things, Yoshiyahu Gonzo. Kivin Shirosh Kosov Yolik Hashem Oschov Yesmalkicho Asher Tom Lech El Goya Shul Yadata Atov Avosecha, when he saw that the Tochacha was going to end with being going into Golus, and there was pretty much no hope that it wouldn't come. So Amad V'Gonzo Hadodich Siv Ayomer LaLevim HaMevinim Ulechol Yisrael HaKdoshim Hashem Tnu Es Aron HaKodesh Bevayis Asher Bona Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael Ein Lochem Maso B'Kosik. He told the Levim, could be these were Kohanim, who were also called Levim, right, to put the Aron, right, Aron HaKodesh Bevayis Asher Bona Shlomo Ben David, right, what do you have to tell him to put it in Bayis? It was there, never was taken away, it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, so Vaisois, he told them to put it there, meaning to hide it there, because they're going to go into Golus. Amr Golahu Imachem LeBavel Einat Tamazirno. So if it ends up in Bavel, you're never going to bring it back. The Goyim are going to take it, desecrate it, and that's going to be the end. Odlum Komo Ela Ato Ivdu Es Hashem Elokeichem Es Amo Yisrael. Okay, see the Takan Chavetin. Utsluchis Tzinsenet Nignas Imot Tzinsenet B'Tosefta Shom V'Yolef Midichsiv B'Oran Asher Yivoyed L'cha Shoma Uksivim Tzinsenet Haman, the same Shoma Molei HaOmer Mon the other Gzeris Shoma Shoma Shoma, that the Aron and the Tzinsenet Haman, both the same things happen to them. Tzlochis Dichsiv Dei L'Doroseichem the Dechein Gabi Tzinsenet L'Doroseichem V'Yolef Doros Doros. So they're here also, it's the same Halacha, or the same whatever happened to the Aron happened to these things. Umaklo yolif mi mishmeres, tchsi beil mishmeres, v'chein betzinsenes tchsi mishmeres. They're all connected one to the other. The argos tchsi tosimu ba argos mitzido umeila shaminan de imo nignos. Right, it says put the argos next to the aron. This was a remembrance of the nace that even the plishtim recognized that they did something wrong when they took the aron. The vayis asher bana sham gantu. That's where they hid it. Okay, let's go on. Pitom Shemen Hamishra. Okay, this is the Atar Kachuk, the key to Chamishmel, St. John of Chamishmel, Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas Hin. Shnei Masar Lug Shabbos Sholkin and Soikorin. Okay, there was, what's it called? Now it's explaining the Shemen Hamishra, since it said that the flask of Shemen Hamishra was put away, so now we're going to discuss the Shemen Hamishra. The Shemen Hamishra was made of 12 Lugim, which is a Hin. A Hin is 12 Lugim. And that's what they used for boiling together with the ikarim, the different samamonim that made up the Shemen HaMishcha. What they did is, according to Divrei Meir, Meir says, they took all the samamonim, boiled them in 12 hin of oil, and then that was the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil that took the fragrance from these samamonim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sholkan Haya B'mayim, the nosing Shemen Al Gabeyim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they did something else. First they boiled the, what's it called, the samimonim in water. So the way the Takli Charet and the way Rashi learns is, then they would absorb the water, so they wouldn't absorb the oil that much, because there wasn't that much oil. There wouldn't be any oil left from what, if you boiled the samamonim in the oil, all the oil would have been absorbed into the samamonim. There wouldn't be enough there. So it had to be a miracle, we'll see in 1 second, that there was shemen left. Rabbi Yehuda says they did it without miracles. First they boiled the salmon in water so they would absorb the water. Then they boiled them in the oil, and now the oil wouldn't go into the samamonim, it just would get the reyach of the samamonim. That's one way of learning. The Rambam seems to learn that they first boiled the what's it called, the samamonim in water, a lot of water. They poured the water off and then put the oil, boiled the oil and the water together. So the water collected, the fragrance went into the oil. But they never put the oil in contact with the samamonim themselves. V'nignas pitom shel shemen ha-mishcha keitzad. What was the shemen ha-mishcha? He has a different girsa. The koyad le'el, the choshib ha-nignas, and gam shemen ha-mishcha, meforish inyan shemen ha-mishcha. Now, since we explained that the shemen ha-mishcha was one of the things that was hidden away, what exactly was the shemen ha-mishcha? Shehin elef etof kof monim, svorele kipashti dekrof, dechsiv kach lecho besomim rosh, mor dror chamesh meos. Said altogether there were 15 measures of these samamonim. Why? Because it says, take 500 measures, right, of mor dror, kinmen besim machatziso chamishima masayim, kinmen besim, which is half of that, half of the original 500 of the mor dror, which is only 250, machatziso de mor dror, shu reishnon, uknei bosim, was another 250, so that's 1,000, vikido chamesh meos, which is 1,500. However, others learn that the cheshbon was a different cheshbon. The first one was, what's it called, 500. The second one was, half of it was 250. That means the whole thing of it was 500. When it says half, it's not half of the original, of the first one, and therefore it's only 250. It's half of itself. Half of itself is 250. That means the whole thing is 500, except there was an inyan to bring it in two halves. Instead of bringing it 500 at one time, they measured it 250 and 250 to add the extras that you get when you measure something. According to the first pshat, why does it say half of the first one is this one, which is 250? Why is it mentioned b'chlau, the first one? To tell me that it had to be brought, 500, and then divide it in half, so you're left with 250. You didn't bring 250. You brought 500 and divided it into two, and then only brought the 250 according to the first pshat. Yud beis lug shebo sholkin seikarim, and there was 12 lug, which is a hin, and that's how you, what's it called, you boiled the besamim in that oil, and it gave off its aroma, and then you took the shemen off, and that was the shemen amish. Div Reb Yehuda, v'cheinu b'krisa shab. Reb Yossi omer. So since we have Divrei Reb Meir, but it should be Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi says, "Vivavli Shom Amar Le Reb Yossi V'Halo Losu Chayikarin Eno Sofik Eno Sipik." There's not enough oil to even boil it together with all these samarim. It would totally, what's it called, take away all the oil. All the oil would be absorbed into these samarim. Pirish Rashi Doshem and Lohavi Ela Yud Beis Lug the Ikrin Hatituva. Right, there's plenty. There was 2,000 or 1,500 or 1,750, according to the other shita, measures of samamonim. Tremendously big thing. This oil would have been totally lost in it. Keterosa. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, what do they do? Heviyum ha'ikarin v'sholkum b'mayim. They brought the ikarim and they boiled them in water. Sheyivlu ha'mayim. So they should absorb the water. They shouldn't be able to absorb the oil. When they put the shemen on it, it wouldn't absorb it. Then they put the shemen over these samamonim that had been boiled in water, and now the shemen got the aroma, but it wasn't absorbed into the samamonim. The kipcho, and then they siphoned it off, or kipcho. The kipcho means that they skimmed it off. The chadero of the kipchu esaroa biyuma kipchu moshe l'shemen me'ala ikarin. He skimmed off the oil from on top of the ikarin, the nosno b'tzlochus, and put him into a flask. V'achinam yochav v'dorish le'mikra rokeach k'derech ha'mefatmin. That's the way that people make perfumes or whatever. V'hasam maisila the Rabbi Yehuda heishiv the Rabbi Yossi the chineis echad nasa b'shemen ha'mishka. And Rabbi Yehuda answered Rabbi Yossi, you're right. It would have necessitated a miracle to make the oil the way I'm saying. But there were plenty of miracles that were done. In fact, the one miracle was, we'll see, that never was used up. That original 12 lugim that Moshe Rabbeinu made is around forever, even though they used it for a tremendous amount of things. It didn't never got less. Seems from here that I was wrong. They boiled the Samamonim in water, and then when they put the oil on, they didn't boil it, but they just put it on and left it there for a while so it would get the aroma. And according to the first man, the Omer, the same thing. They didn't boil the Samamonim in oil. They put the oil on top of the Samamonim. But according to that man, the Omer, the Samamonim would absorb the oil. There wouldn't be any oil left. It would all get absorbed into the Samamonim. That's a nice happened. Hadol d'chsiv shemin mishchas chodesh. Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Bei Rabbi Eloi. Shemin ha-mishcha sh'asa Moshe v'midbar ma'isa nisim nasabo. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the desert was Maisa Nisim. There was miracles happened to it. Mitchilo v'yatso, from the beginning to the end. Shemitchilo lo hayu bo'el shneim asar lug, shenemer shemen zayis hin, im lasuk bo'el shayikrin lo hayu bo'sof sipek. Right, if they would have naturally put the oil on these samamonim, it would have absorbed all the oil. Alachas kama v'kama sho'or bo'leya. Right, surely that they did boil it. Yet the heat takes away some of the oil, right? Evaporates some of the oil. The ha'etzim bolim, the hayore bolas, right? The pot itself absorbs some of the oil, right? The etzim, I don't know why the etzim are boleya, right? The etzim are underneath. I guess it also means the what's the etzim? Let's see the tachmin chavitim. What? What? No, but that's it says the Samamonim ready. No. In loss of boys the Ikarim Lohavi Sipik. That's the Ikarim themselves are Balaya. And in addition to the Samamonim is all these other things. I don't know what the Aitsa means.
It says
Ikari Okay. So I don't know then why it says in the beginning Lohaya. Okay. Unless it's just going over it again. You have all these things that are causing it to evaporate or to be absorbed. There wouldn't be any oil left. The Hayora Bolas, and from this, what was left over, right, they were Moshech the Mishkan, the Chol Kalev, Ashulchan the Chol Kalev, HaMenorah the Chol Kaleha, Umimenu Nimshechu Aaron HaKohen Gadol, Ubonav Kol Shiva Shemi Abalui. Umimenu Nimshechu Kohanim Gedolim, Umalachim, right, so what's it called? Still, it was a nace. There shouldn't have been anything left. And there was enough left to be moshech all of this, and Lamaisa, we'll see later, that it still remained forever. Never got less. Call Shiva Shemei Amaluim, Kinemepharish Bimara Perakama Diyomba. Shivas Yomim Yamale. Right? Iskish Mashiach Alaribui. They'll see the Mashcha Bohem, Lamali Bomish Yodam. They had to put on the Begadim every day of the 7 days, and they had to be Nimshach, they had to be anointed every day of the 7 days of the Meluim. So Aaron and his sons were Nimshach from this. They put the oil on them every day of the 7 days. Plus, they used it for the Mishkan and all of the Kalim, and it never decreased. Melech b'tchila tol Mashicha. Melech ben Melech ain't tol Mashicha. Only a Melech from those starts a line of Melachim needs Mashicha. But his son, who inherits the Melucha from him, does not need Mashicha. He gets the malucha from inheritance. My time, akum moshcheu ki zehu, says by David, we give him Mashicha, for he's the one. Zeto Mashicha, they ain't benoto Mashicha. He needs Mashicha, but his son would not need Mashicha. Aval koin gadol ben koin gadol afilu arasora doros to Mashicha. Every koin gadol needs Mashicha, even if he inherits the kuna gadola from his father. The kulo kaim lasid lavo, and all of that shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu made, is all of it is still intact and will be intact forever. Hadol d'chsiv shemen mishchas chodesh yezeh lila doroseichem. The zeh is 12. So the 12 lugim that originally were there will be there for all generations. Melech ben melech ein tol mishicha aval kohen gadol v'lo garsina maitaima d'chsiv kizeh d'mizeh dorish l'kamon amalchi Yisrael shein tzorek klal mishicha v'cheinu b'vavlisham. So he has a different girsa, not the girsa we have that we learn from kizeh. This one, in other words, David needs Mashiach, not his son. We learn from there that only David needs Mashiach, not Malchei Israel, not kings who come from, not from Malchus based David. Kulan tuunin, hasim afarishim lichsiv, hakoin ha-Mashiach tachtov, mibonov, right? It says, hakoin ha-Mashiach tachtov mibonov. Name a krov, hakoin shetachtov mibonov. My ha-Mashiach, why did it say again, koin ha-Mashiach? We know that the first coin was anointed. Even his children need to be anointed. The mashach le havi kohen gadol, the imlav, the lafilu mibonav ahu the mashach le havi kohen gadol, the isle, the, I don't know what the Isle of Lamed is. And therefore he also needs Mashiach. Zele doroseichem alma kula yud beis luge kai miloshin lavo. It says ze, this one, and it also it hints to it because it says ze is 12. All 12 lugim remained. Ein motion melech ben melech, the bavli mefarish mikra, dechsiv leman yarech yom mamachto, hu bon of kola yom imrusha, it's a Yerusha. So you don't need Mashiach, the Mashiach of the father helps of the children. Okay, ein motion amalachim el agabi hamayim. The place where they anointed kings was by a well. It's where the water comes naturally from the ground.
Spring,
that's the word, spring. Shenemar v'kafti mishlomo b'ni ala preda asher li, v'horadat amosel gichon, should bring him to Gichon. Some say Gichon was a tributary of the river that came out of Gan Eden. It's one of the four rivers. And some say Gichon was a small spring in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't in both of them were in Eretz Yisrael. The question is where there was a tributary of the Gichon mentioned in the Torah, or some was called Gichon. It was just a spring by itself. Umoshecho Sosham, Tzadik HaKohen, and Tzadik HaKohen Benosan Anavi, anointed Shlomo, the Melech al Yisrael. So this Lechara contradicts what we just said before. You don't anoint a son of a king. Shlomo was a son of David. Why was he anointed? So the Gemara says, "Ein Moshe Melech beMelech Elav Mehamachlokes." If there's an argument who should be the king, so it's not clear who's inheriting the royalty, then you're Moshech, the one that is going to be the king, in order to avoid the machlokes. Mipnei manim shech Shlomo, mipnei machlukso shel Adoniyahu, because Adoniyahu said he should be the king. So he argued against Shlomo. So the Maisa, they were Moshech Shlomo to make it clear that he was the king. But otherwise he wouldn't have had to have Mashiach. Yoash mitnei Ataliyahu. Yoash was anointed because of the machlokas of Ataliyahu. Yoachas mitnei Yehoyakim achiv. Shoyagadol imenu beishanim. Yehoyakim was 2 years older than Yoachas, yet Yoachas was the one who became the king. So they anointed Yoachas because there was a machlokas over here of who should be the king. Yehu mitnei Yoram, right? And Yehu was also anointed because of the machlokas with Yoram. Verses Lo chen ksiv kum mashcheo ki zehu zehu tov mashicha vei malchei Yisrael tu mashicha. Right? L'chora, the kings that are mentioned here, some of them are malchei Yisrael, and malchei Yisrael b'chalal don't need mashicha. So even the original king didn't get mashicha. So why is it mentioned that their sons got Mashiach because of the machlokas? The original ones didn't get Mashiach. Ela Yoyachas amnei Yoyakim achiv shagadol menu shtei shanim, right? And only should mention Yoyachas. The other ones didn't get Mashiach. And we'll see later that they did get Mashiach, even Malchei Yisrael, but they got it not with Shemen HaMishcha. They got it with some stam, nice smelling oil, to make it look like they got Mashiach. And therefore there's some say that even when you are Moshech a king from Malchish Beis David, who's a son, only because of Machlokas, it's not really to be with Shemen HaMishcha, but it goes with the Shemen HaFarsimo, just a nice oil. And some holds no, since Malchish Beis David need Mashiach, and where it's not clear who's going to be the next Melech, then even the son needs Mashiach, so he needs Mashiach with Shemen HaMishcha. Where it says Velo Yoshio Gonzo, what was the Shemen HaMishcha doing in the time of Yoyachas? He came after Yoshio, and we said Yoshio hid away the Shemen HaMishcha, so there wasn't any Shemen HaMishcha then. So how could they have anointed Yehoyachas because of the machlokas with Yehoyakim? There wasn't any Shemen HaMishcha left in that time; it was all hidden away. Where it says Hada Amra BeAfarsimo Nimshach, he wasn't Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha, only b'Afarsimo. With some nice smelling thing to make it look like Mashiach, so the people would see that he's the king. But it wasn't the actual Shemen HaMishcha that was used. Ein Moshe Melech v'Melech, we said, Ela mipnei garsina v'lo garsina t'chila, mipnei ha-machlokas. V'bavli m'forish m'nolan, how do you know that because of machlokas you're Moshechem? D'chiyosi machlokas boy Mashiach, v'lo call the boy Malka Moris le-Malchusa. Not everybody wants to be the Melech to be the Melech. You have to be Moshechem if there's a machlokas. Lo k'dein k'siv, kushihi. D'porech ha-hoda omr sh'nimshach yehu mipnei Yehoram. V'oksiv kizeh, d'mashma sh'ein achar m'malchi Yisrael nimshach klal. After the Amachlokas, right? Lemaisa, what's it called? Since we learn from the pasuk, only David is Nimshach and his descendant, but not Malchi Yisrael. So why were they Moshech Bichlal? Any of the kings, even their themselves don't need Mashiach. Surely their children don't need, even if there's Machlokas. To the Mestaber, Shenimo b'Shemen Amishcha mitnei Amachlokas. We should use the Shemen Amishcha for something that's not proper to use it for. There's Meila. It's Kodesh. You can't use it for anything that's not designated for it, just to stay keep away machlokas. Kemoshikatzer Gmarasham, va'od porach amashikatzer shenimshach yoyachas mitnei v'halo yoshio guns l'shemanish. Another question is, yoyachas, okay, he was malchei beis David, but how could he be nimshach altogether? Yoshiyahu hid away the Shemen Amishcha, and yoyachas came after Yoshio. The yoyachas are yachar yoshiyahu v'amem nimshach uparach b'chad amach nashem. So he has two questions. One is, even before Yoshiyahu, why were they Moshech kings from Malchus Yisrael? And the one that was Malchus Beis David that's mentioned was after Yoshiyahu. So both of them don't make sense. The Gemara says, Hadomer b'Afar Simon u'Mirashchu. Neither of them were Nimshach with Shemen Amishcha, only with Afar Simon, with Stam, with the fake oil. Shehem Moshchu olsem b'Afar Simon. Okay, this sugi is very similar to the sugi in the Bavli. Okay, Moshe says, "Ein Moshe haMalachim Ela Menakerim." You put the Shemen Amishcha in a horn, and you're Moshech the Malachim. Shol the Yehu Nimshachu Menapach, but Shol and Yehu were Nimshach with a flask, earthenware flask. Therefore, their malchus didn't last. The idea of a keren is strength, and the flask, which is keres, doesn't have any power to even cut people. So, Shaul HaMelech's malchus didn't have that strength of the keren, and David Shlomo nimshichu min hakeren hoysa malchus malchus kayemes. And some hold that Shaul HaMelech was also nimshach. The chori is not malchus based on it. They say that it only started when David was chosen. From then on, you weren't Moshech any other king except from his line. And you weren't Moshech any of his children unless there was a machlokas on the malucha. But Shaul, who preceded David, he taka what's it called, was Nimshach b'Shem and Amishcha. Another story that Shaul also was only Nimshach b'Shem and Afarsama. He was never meant to be a permanent king, because it was clear that the kingdom would come from Yehuda, not from Binyamin. Okay, ein moshkin kohanim melachim. You don't make a kohen a melech, even though you don't make any tribe except Yehuda a melech. That's permanently. Temporarily you can, but even temporarily you don't make a melech kohen. That's why the chashmonayim were punished, because they took over the melucha and they were kohanim. Omer Rebbe Yehuda unto Doraya al shem lo yosher shevet mi Yehuda. The reason is because it says that the malchus has to go to Yehuda, so it can't come from Levi. It's a different reason, because it says the Indian of Malchus, and right after it says Lo Yela Kohanim Alavim. So we darshan the Smuchim that the Kohanim Levim should not be Malachim. According to the first reason, even a Kohen could be a Melech temporarily, just it can't ever go away completely from Yehuda, and therefore he's like every other Shevet. Could be temporarily, not permanently. According to the second Tam, it's a special din by Kohanim that even temporarily they can't be. Shevet mi Shevet Yehuda, v'lo Kohanim dosi mi Levi. Okay. Omrim Yochanan. Hu Yochanan, hu Yoachas. Rav Yochanan said that Yoachas and Yochanan were the same person. I have Oksiv HaBechor Yochanan, right? Besides, it says the Bechor was Yochanan, and then it says Yoachas afterwards. So it says Bechor LeMalchus. It meant he was the first one, first in place for Malchus, but not that he was the firstborn. because Yochas and Yochanan were the same person. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who Yochanan? Maisila the Prushe de lo Sikshe Rabbi Yochanan mi Brisa de lo Eokim Forest. Now the Gemara is explaining that we're saying this in order it shouldn't be a question of what we said before. V'akshiva b'chor Yochanan v'imkein Yo'achas ha'gogol. B'chor was Yo'achan, right? So how could it say that they were Moshech Yo'achas because of Yo'achim, who was older than him? If Yochanan and Yo'achas were the same person, so that means that Yo'achas was the oldest. How could Yo'achim be 2 years older than him? That's the question. Where it says Mashani b'chor l'malchus. Ula'olam Yo'achim havi koshish. Yo'achim was taka older, but Yochanan Yo'achas was b'chor l'malchus. He was the one chosen to be the malchus. He was the firstborn l'gabi the malchus. Ubavli parich from Rabbi Yochanan. Brais from Mashani Yo'achim. Ubavli asks the same question, right, from Rabbi Yochanan, that Yochanan and Yo'achas were the same person, and asked the same question from the Braisa. How could that be when the Braisa says that Yo'achim was older than Yo'achas? So how could he have been the same as Yochanan, who was the Bechor? And the Gemara gives the same answer. Om Rabbi Yochanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyahu? Shalom and Tzidkiyahu were the same person. Different name for Tzidkiyahu, which is called Shalom. Ivoksiv ha shlishi Tzidkiyahu varvi Shalom. Says the third one was Tzidkiyahu and the fourth one was Shalom. So obviously they're two different people. When it says Gimel Toldos, Dalid L'Malchus. No, what it means is he was the third born, but he was the fourth one to rule. And the Takan Khan has explained. So it was talking about the same person. It says he was the third Legabe birth, and he was the fourth Legabe in that line who was king. Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu, who come out the park of Avli, v'habadori kachashiv, the hainu shlishi revi, umeshani shlishi lebanim revi lemalchus. And Avli says the same thing, that same question, right? Mentions him third and fourth. The same person, how could he be third and fourth? It's two different things. Third in, what's it called, in the order of birth, fourth in the order of being a king. Okay, okay. Tzidkiyahu, didn't get it yet. Tzidkiyahu, why was he called Tzidkiyahu? She tzidik olav midas hadin. Why was he called also Shalom? She abamav Shalom of Malchus Beis David. The Malchus Beis David was completed. That was the end of Malchus Beis David in his time. Mara says, lo Shalom havishmei velo Tzidkiyahu. His real name wasn't Shalom or Tzidkiyahu. These were nicknames. Ela Matanya. His name was Matanya. Hadol dichsi vayimloch melech bovel vayamlech melech bovel is Matanya. Dodo tachtov. He put the uncle of the king from before, what's it called, in place of him, by Yasev Ishmotzik, and he called him Tzidkiyahu. And he was called Tzidkiyahu, Shehitzik of Zadin. He was also called Shalom. Okay, Matan Yishmo, Hachi Naket La Bepluksa, the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Sham Naket La Bechad Mandi Omer, the Iker Shmo Matanya. According to one opinion over there in the Bavli, his name was Matanya. The Elu Beishemos Lishvach of him. These two names were praises of him, or